Heron Simon Tav Kufiyu Tes Siv Aleph Masalkin Trise Chanuyos. We remove the, you are allowed to remove the poles which are used to lock up Chanuyos, which are like the mini stores that they used to have, which they would carry around with them. They would carry their wares around with them. You could, like a push cart, and then they would open up the push cart, the door of the push cart, and put the door down on the ground, and then take the stuff out of the push cart and put it on that door in order to sell their stuff. So the Shulchan Aruch says that you're allowed to remove the poles that lock that front door of the push cart. You're allowed to remove it. Umachzir nosam b'yom tov and put it back on yom tov. Kedei sheyotzi tavalin shehutzarich lahen v'layim nemsichas yantiv, so that you're able to take out the spices that you need for yantiv and it won't ruin your yantiv. The Mishnah Berurah explains that these things are obviously not connected to the ground, because if they were connected to the ground, then for sure that would be aser mishum bona and soser. But here, when you're removing the door from the hinge and you put it on the ground, so these things are mutter mishum simchas yom tov. This is only when the hinge is in the middle. But if the hinge is on the side, then it's going to be prohibited. Because we're afraid in that case you will stick it in very hard, which would be prohibited. If there's no hinge at all, then even in the house you're allowed to use it. So why is it that we're permitting it? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, when the hinge is in the middle, so then it doesn't really look like bona when you take the door off or put it back on, and therefore you're allowed to do it, as long and we're not afraid that you are going to stick it in very hard, because if you do it very hard, so then that's going to be malacha even midoraisa. Otherwise, it's only going to be a malacha derabanan. But if it's on the side, so then we're afraid that if the tzir is on the side, so then we're afraid that you might come to be tokeh b'chozek, which would be aser midoraisa. Why do we allow you to violate this aser derabanan when you put it back on? So the reason we allow you to violate this aser derabanan is because of the rule that we mentioned before of matir and sofa mishum tchilasan, that we allow you to put it back on the door because we know if we don't allow you to put the door back on, then you won't take the door off in the first place and it will prevent simchas yom tov. So taking the door off is mutter because you need the spices for Yom Tov purposes, and therefore we allow you to put it back on, because if we don't allow you to put it back on, then you won't take it off in the first place. So many point out that it sounds like from here it's only a Durabanan that is permissible, but not a Doraisa. And we discussed at the time the issues related to doctors, whether they're allowed to drive home on Shabbos if they're driving to the hospital on Shabbos. Do we allow them to drive home afterwards? So it's a machlokes between Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman, whether we only allow Isurei Durabanan, this rule of Sofa Mishum Tchilasan, or we even allow Isur D'Oraisa on Sofa Mishum Tchilasan. So over here, it's only an Isur D'Rabbanan that we're allowing, so it's not a Raya really either way. Sif Beis, Kelim Shehim Futsalim. So utensils which are in pieces, Kegon Menorah Shel Chulios, like a menorah, a candelabra made out of different parts, V'kise V'Shulchan Shehim Chatichos Chatichos, or a table or a chair, which is made out of different parts that you stick together. You're allowed to put them together on Yom Tov, as long as they are not stuck in Bechozek in a very strong manner. The reason that it's okay is because Ein Binyan B'Stira B'Kelim, there's no Isur Binyan and Stira on utensils, and they weren't Gozer that we're afraid you're going to stick it in very hard, which would be Usur, because of Simchas Yom Tov, we don't make such a gzeira. But that's why we say you have to make sure not to stick it in Bechozek u'Begvura, to put it in very strong, which would be an Eser.